is the peace of God that passes all understanding. So let's not allow fear to come upon us in this time. And this should be a time, watch this, this should be a time that we are growing and going to another level. Why? Because of the shelter in place. We should be spending more time in the Word of God. We should be praying. We should be studying and meditate. So when it's all over, we should be catapulted to another level in Christ Jesus. Come on. Let's utilize this time. Let's get in the Word of God and get to know Him. We need to know Him, not just about Him, but to know Him in a mighty way, in a greater way as never before. And I want you to know on this Sunday morning that Jesus came, that we can get to know Him. He came. Jesus' life, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus' life was a planned life, saint. His life was planned from the beginning to the end. Come on now. And I don't care what your name may be this morning, whatever your name is, your plan was already, if we just get in there and find out what God is calling us to do, what is your gifts and talents, how you need to operate in the kingdom of God, your life was a planned life. And many people, this is a great opportunity. His many people don't even know what their purpose is. His many people don't even know what they was placed on this earth to do. This is an opportunity that you can find out what God has in store for you. God had a plan for Jesus' life. God had a purpose for His life. And I want you to know He fulfilled it to the end. From the beginning to the end. Notice what it says right here. It says, His death, His burial, and resurrection. Jesus had a planned life. Jesus had a life that was already laid out. He came down from heaven. He was born of a Virgin Mary. Come on now. Why did He do that? Why was all this taking place? A way for us to get back in right standing. Our Savior has came. Mean in a way that we could get back in right standing, right relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All we have to do is tap into it. All we have to do is partake what He's already did for us. And I want you to know He came and He died for you and I. Wow, that we could be born again. Wow, that we could be saved and live a fruitful and a good life in Christ Jesus. Notice what it says over here. Let's just look at in the book of Hebrew. Let's go to Hebrew chapter 20. Now, just before we move there, let's go to Luke 23 and see what the Word of God said. In the book of Luke, I want you to know, saint, God had a planned life and a purpose life, and He rose again. He's not dead. He's not dead. The tomb, He's out of there. He's not in the grave. He rose on that third day. He died, He was buried, and He rose on the third day. That's why we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ today. Let's look at Luke, in the book of Luke, Luke 23. Luke 23. A very familiar passage of scripture here. And Luke 23, if you got it, praise the Lord. Luke 23 and 34. Jesus, He came and He died. And it was buried for you and I. His life was planned from the beginning to the end. Notice what it says in Luke 23 and 34. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want you to know, Jesus prayed for those that was taking His very life. Jesus prayed for those that was killing Him. Jesus prayed for those that had marked Him, bruised Him, and took his very life. That is an example for you and I. When we really get to know him, we can pray for those that come against us. We can forgive those that come against us. We can pray. His life was an example for you and I. We can pray for those. We can forgive those that do us wrong, do us harm, backbiting, walking in a way and doing things to hurt us, to harm us. Until we can come to the place that we can pray for our enemy and ask Father, like Jesus did, him who had no sin, come on now, him who's had no sin, he prayed for those that was taking his life. He who could have called down 10 legions of angels and wiped them out, but he had a planned life. He had a purpose life from the beginning to the end. The death, burial of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of him, it was a planned life from beginning to end. He died for you and I. Why? That we could be. He was our example that we could be more like him. There's no way that you and I can walk this Christian life out, in our own strength, in our own ability. We need him. If he did it, then we can do it. That same spirit that raised him from the dead, I want you to know, his abide and reside within you and I. Once we got saved, once we got born again and receive him in our, that spirit abide and reside within you and I. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Let me show you something. Look at Hebrew. Hebrew. Why did he do it? Go to the book of Hebrew. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the book of Hebrew. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrew chapter 2. Let's just look at that. Why did he have to go to the grave? What did he have to die for you and I? Look at our Hebrew chapter 2, verses number 14. Verse number 14. For as much then as the children are partaker of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death and he might destroy the work of the enemy. Through his death, he had to die, that he could strip the enemy of his power and authority. And he took on the form of human. He took on the form of man through flesh and blood. The same as we had. So his death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. He stripped him of his power. He stripped him of his authority. And he disarmed Satan. And he rose again. He rose again on the third day. Look at verse number 15. And delivered them who through fear of death was all their life subject to the bondage. He did that for you and I, saint. His death, burial, and resurrection. He did it for you and I, that we could get back in right standing, right relationship with him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.